I'm Dave.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. It is Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, April the 2nd, 7:05 in the morning. Good morning. New month. 530-605-4567 is our phone number here, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can join our chat room. Indy Guy's in there, and see who else is in there. It's early on a Monday. It's me and Indy. All right, and Bad Bob. And Bad Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, come on. Tell us what's going on. Well, you sounded sad. It's a new month.
Spent the whole week. You know, April Fool's Day. What a day to move into a new house. We made the official transition.
Oh, congratulations.
We knew the weekend and moving many large, cumbersome, and fragile objects. So
we know you've been working on this thing for a couple of months now, but you're into your new house.
It was like expecting a baby. Yes. And the cats are adjusting fine. And so for the first time last night, we slept in our very own house. So
wonderful.
For 2,000 square feet, that means each cat's got a square foot, right?
It's a lot smaller than that. We're very happy with it. Still got to do things like, you know, get window coverings on, things like that. But
wow.
No. That's just the start. Then she's going to want the things like, you know, furniture.
Well, yeah, furniture does help, right? It's very open right now. Lots of space.
Yay.
Well, you know what? Compared to where we've been living, it's like, where'd you go?
You can actually leave the room and still not be there? What? Man, we're so happy for you, my friend.
Thank you.
And thanks for helping out on Friday. I know that
there's
a lot of stuff going on.
It was great.
Well, that's good. You know, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But what's the weather right now? And speaking of, you know what? Something that's fantastic. Someone that's fantastic.
Oh.
You little dancing fool.
Thank you.
You're a dancing fool. You know
that? I said, whatever happens on the floor at the wedding, I said in my chats this morning, I hope stays on the floor at the wedding.
That's right. In fact, there's going to be a couple of phone calls to various photographers that were there, and money's changing hands, that's for sure.
Oh, of course. Allison and Rory. Allison Hill and Rory Greek got married. And,
they're now Allison and Rory Greek.
Yes, Greek. And they were serving dirty Greek martinis. And it was a fabulous ceremony. Absolutely. Let's just talk about the fact of that. Yes, it was a great party. But it was, I mean, a reception afterwards. But it was a phenomenally beautiful wedding, very spiritual wedding. And, you know, I always like it when they break bread and drink the wine and do communion and stuff like that. Today, mostly sunny with our temperatures around 70. Can we talk about the weather? We need to talk about the weather coming back through Bernie over the weekend. Tonight, we have mostly cloudy skies with temperatures reaching around 48 degrees. But I think what we need to do right now is, as promised, what is going on Monday morning in the Market Minute through Wells Fargo, Susan Eastman. What's happening?
Good morning. I have a squeaky voice today, but the stocks are mixed as investors await for manufacturing numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 18 points at 13,193. The S&P 500 is up a point at 1410, and the Nasdaq Composite is positive 3 points at 3,095. The three most active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America is down 12 cents, trading at $9.45. Avon Products positive $3.63 at $22.99. General Electric is down 15 cents, trading at $19.92. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart's down 9 cents, trading at $61.11. AT&T positive 7 cents at $31.30. Costco also positive 34 cents at $91.16. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.20%. And over to commodities, gold is up $2.50 at $16.74 per ounce. Silver's positive 14 cents at $32. Crude oil down 63 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. You know, Susan Eastman from the Wells Fargo Advisors is in here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Susan and Kathy and Josh and the gang there, because they do great work and they give great advice. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back here with a couple of surprises. We're going to discuss some things that happened while we were gone, some things that happened here while we were gone, and some things are going to happen this week. And we've got Enjoy Magazine rolling in today. We've got... trying to figure that one out. They'll be in today. In fact, where is that little girl? We'd love to have her on. The one that won the duck calling contest. Hey, this is ready. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Customer service? Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, it's Charlie Thompson. I'm here to get out the word on CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council. We're a county-sponsored organization of all Shasta Veterans Service Groups. In fact, if you're a veteran or veterans group, you may already be a member. To learn more, visit us on the web at scvac.us. That's scvac.us. And then join us at a quarterly meeting and see how you can get more involved supporting your fellow vets. CVAC, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Thank you for shopping at Bastiani Arms. It is now 6 o'clock and we are now closed. Please bring your purchases up to the register at this time.
Hold up. Wait a minute. Just kidding.
The good guys at Bastiani Arms will continue to give you the attention and service you've come to expect, even if you need them after hours. They still treat every customer the old-fashioned way, with respect and first-class customer service. If you're buying a new gun anytime soon, remember Bastiani Arms, your locally owned and operated firearms dealer. New or used, Bastiani Arms is Redding's most knowledgeable firearms dealer on handguns, rifles, shotguns, and off-list AR lower receivers. No fishing poles or camping equipment sold here. No, sir. Bastiani Arms is Redding's exclusive firearms dealer. They appreciate your business and thank you for keeping your dollars here in our community. Bastiani Arms on the corner of Larkspur and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly.
Welcome back, my friends. 7:15 in the morning. The retirement plan that Linda and I had invested in so heavily did not pay off. It looks like the $500 million is going someplace else. The $5 I spent to win that $500 million is just a waste of
money. No, we actually needed that money to keep those pictures of me off the internet from the wedding the other night.
That's true.
The ransom money from Dirty Dancing on the floor.
What do you expect when I starts off with dirty martinis and goes down. Okay, let's talk about some things. Hey, the Welcome Home Vietnam Vets soiree they had on Saturday looked like it was a huge success. It was a huge success. Welcoming home
the Vietnam vets. It's the third year in a row they've done that, and we're very, 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 very proud of our community. You know, when you get around other people and other, you know, from other places, and or you talk to people that have moved here in the last 6, 7, 10 years, they all say the same thing. Why do you move to Reading? You move to Reading because of the people in Reading. Yeah, you know, yeah, we sit there and we poke at each other and we snipe at each other and you know, my God, I mean, we have as much political turmoil and we have as much you know, small town politics as you could possibly have. It's times I look at Reading and I go, this is like, you know, mini Chicago, you know, mini me, this mini Chicago sometimes. But other times, most of the time, it's great. Most of the time around here, people stand up and they help each other. And things happen, and it's just, it goes on. It seems like it goes on and on. But here's some other good news. Part of the thing about the Vietnam veterans is that the head of the American Legion was here. And the American Legion is going to hold their state convention here June 20th to 24th right here in Reading. That's great. And that one of the reasons it is because Reading supports the veterans. And truly does. It truly supports the veterans. That's why, you know, it's another reason that we love it here is that Reading cares about the veterans and ones that went before them. The other things that happened while we were gone. Okay. We did go up to try to keep the infestation of Austrian ground squirrels over into the Burney, or not the Burney, but the Alturas area.
We started on Thursday.
And the farmers
opened up the doors and said, here.
You cannot believe it. Came up and thanked us, walked over their fields and came over and thanked us for shooting.
Jesse Dancer. What a
Is
name.
Is that a great name? Yeah. That should be the name in either a book Dancer. Or a play or a movie. Bad Bob, Jesse Dancer. Is that a cool name?
It does. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It ring to
you. You know, he came driving up. He said, look, you're going to need these little permits for you to shoot here. He says, he says, do you have any friends? He says, I said, rarely, but Linda's got lots of friends. You know, she's got thousands of friends she doesn't even know. Anyway, on Facebook. But I said, yeah, why? He says, anybody that wants to come up here and shoot, you know, have them come on up. He says, we're just getting overrun with them. And I tell you, frankly, Lou White and Kathleen White, again, good friends of ours. And of course, Kelly and Norm Van Hoog. And Natalie and Luke and everybody else that came up, of course, they're friends.
Really but fascinating time.
You know, when you go up there and in a field that's probably
it was cold
20 acres long by oh, I don't know. It's not even 20 acres. It was probably 250 yards long by 150 yards wide. We shot in there for 5.5 hours.
Well, the first day we shot for a few hours. It was nice. My gun kept misfiring.
Not all the time.
What do you want to call it? We just got
fails to fire. Fails to feed.
Got to get that puppy fixed. But we were there, and it was cold, and it was great. It was great. So we just drove right. That's where we went first.
What else can you go on and you can talk about shooting squirrels, and people applaud you? You know, and then they want to feed you lunch because you're out there cleaning. You're trying to inhibit the pestilence that's infecting their property.
Surprise Valley and the Warner Mountains, it is absolutely such a beautiful place. And it was just wonderful to be in. I can see why people would like to go up there and paint or take pictures. It is spectacular, just right up above, 24 miles out of Alturas. So we had a great time doing that. Of course, we were shooting squirrels in a couple of days, and then there's the hot springs. We stayed at the hot springs. So every room, we probably talked about this before, every room has got this little, it's like a hot tub, but the hot, it's in the ground, and the water's continually going into it. So it's kind of like it drains, and then the water comes back in, but it's through the hot springs. So that was pretty terrific.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cold outside. And then, of course, we drove back Saturday. Oh, we came through Burney
at 9:30 in the morning and was going up the pass.
Saturday.
We get hit with a snowstorm. The truck in front of us is the snowplow who pulls over to help somebody that slid off the road. And we had a snowstorm from there. I mean, 3 inches of snow coming down hard, and then there was lightning and thunder in the storm. Twice.
In the storm.
You can see the snow's coming down really heavy, and then there was this flash of lightning and a big clap of thunder. And I thought, if I had won that $500 million, I would have felt really bad right now. You know. Oh, by the way, one of the people there that, I guess they sold one of the tickets in a place called Rosebud, Illinois or something like that. There's 3,000 people in it. So everybody there is trying to figure out who bought it. And this one woman says, you know, if I won it, I would, you know, I'd drive the same car and live in the same house. Her husband's standing there. He looks at her. He says, no, you wouldn't. We got to take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk about Obama. I want to talk about the Democrats. I want to talk about the state house here. I want to talk about what's going on down in Florida. There's like, you know, it's enough there to keep us busy for a few minutes. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Miss a day, miss a lot.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Are you facing home foreclosure, unpaid bills, mounting credit card debts, wage garnishment? Financially, do you feel overwhelmed? Take that first step to a new beginning.
Did you know bankruptcy is an act of responsibility? It provides closure to your financial woes and puts you in a position to move forward. I'm Lucky Jasrani, your local bankruptcy attorney. Call me today for a free consultation to discuss how my team can help you. 241-3350. That's 241-3350.
We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah. 7:24 in the morning. It's April the 2nd. I didn't have a chance to do any April Fool's jokes on Bob, but then again, the day's not over yet. Phone line's here, 530-605-4567. Hey, you know, you can tell that Romney must be getting close because the Dems are starting to attack Romney. And what are they attacking him on? His lack of foreign affairs, foreign policy experience. And I start, and I went, really? Really? Now, these are the same Democrats that they applauded Obama's lack of business experience, his lack of government experience, his lack of military experience, and his new approach for foreign policy, which is Well, we're still trying to figure that out. But I promise you, if Romney does nothing else but not bow to the Saudi king, he has improved 1,000% over Obama right now. If he just doesn't bow to Saudi despots, that to me is a huge step forward in foreign policy. That and understanding, you know, where the countries are and how many states there are and all those other things. But, you know, for them to attack Romney on lack of experience, I mean, these are the same ones that said, you know, somebody, we need somebody with that fresh look on things. Well, we have Obama's fresh look on things. We've got the worst deficit in history. Gas is approaching $5 a gallon when it was $1.89 when he came in. Somebody tell me why, you know, somebody tell me why they're not upset with Obama. Why is it that when George Bush was president, he was helping his oil friends get filthy rich, filthier, richer? Well, Obama's in and it's gone up, you know, 112% or 150%, and nobody's accused him of making his oil buddies richer. Why is that? Why is it that Bush, that was blamed for the wars, and Obama says, I'm going to end the war, has added, you know, more and more people to it? He's taken a war we won in Iraq and kind of changed that around. I'm not sure what that is. And we're still fighting in Afghanistan and losing people. So why aren't people upset about that?
We watched a movie while we were gone. Friends gave us a movie to look at. Do you remember the name of it? Thrive.
Thrive. Have you ever seen that, Bad
Whoa.
Bomb? Thrive?
Give me the premise real quick.
The premise everything is that in the everything world is being controlled by...
Controlled. Money,
is being controlled.
Food.
The money, food...
oil, gas.
Everything's being controlled by a select few.
Oh,
you
well,
know, the
yeah.
ones that ran the... you know, that started up the Federal Reserve and all this.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Rockefeller's,
really
Morgan's.
Oh, yeah. It was and the guy that did it is the heir to the Procter Gamble family. So, I mean, he's pretty rich. But they talk about... how everything is, you know, how the Federal Reserve was started. And in fact, the Federal Reserve is not, of course, as everybody knows, is not part of the federal government. It's just the Federal Reserve because that seemed like a great name. It worked.
And
yeah,
they,
anyway,
they control
it's a, it's
the
a
dollar.
Movie that if you looked at it and you go, oh, my God, there's no hope. I mean, really, if you look at it and you just go, oh, my gosh, there's no hope. You know, and that's not true. There is hope. There is, you know, it was something that could totally run your day if you let it. But I tell you what, let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Ann. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. Good morning, you guys. Hey, I have a question. There was a guest on We the People yesterday, and when asked if he would vote for any candidate who was nominated besides Obama but in the Republican Party, he said, oh, no. No, he won't. He'll just vote, pick somebody out who he knows can't win. I would really like some feedback on that from people, because he was pretty much saying that Romney was the same, he'd do the same things that Obama is doing. And I disagree with that. Plus, I think we have to stop Obama's momentum with his judicial appointments, the way he's handling just about everything. And I guess I would like some help in how to respond to people who make that what I think to be a ridiculous statement. And
well,
I have to go in and work out at the gym now.
Okay. Well, Ann, I tell I've heard people say that before, and I think my first answer to them is I sit there and I start laughing hysterically in their face. You know, and after I wipe the tears away, I said, you know, that's funny. I said, now, really? You really want to have Obama in there for another 4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, really? I mean, really?
I'm so frustrated with that opinion. I mean, honest to God, if the Republicans nominated Mr. Potato Head, I would vote for Mr. Potato Head over Obama. And I
yeah,
know
that's a good soundbite right there. That's an excellent soundbite.
Hey, I stole that from Dennis Miller.
Okay. Well, you know, he's good. We like Dennis a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you're probably just waiting away. Your trainer's waiting for you, Ann.
Yeah, I've got to get in there. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ann.
We love when people.
It's true, but I mean,
it's
not Mr. Potato Head. I don't think I'd vote for Mr. Potato Head. But look, I mean, something's got to be done to stop this. Something has got to be done to stop where we're heading right now in this country. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. We'll stop them right here, starting at KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street kicking off the trading week with mixed markets. Mixed reports here at home on the economy and out of China weighing on the markets today. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 25 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are both posting modest gains. Shares of Avon are jumping after a suitor came calling. Avon rejected the $10 billion offer. Now rival beauty company Coty has taken the bid public to try and win over Avon shareholders. Avon says the bid undervalues the company and that the board is confident in Avon's standalone prospects. Avon has struggled with slower sales and is searching for a new chief executive. And the United States now has the highest corporate tax rate in the world. The rate of just over 39% now tops Japan's after that nation lowered its tax on business income yesterday. Advocates for reducing the rate here say the move will strengthen the economy and create jobs. It's been 25 years since the tax code has had any major changes. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Opportunity Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at ReadingCivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet. And Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased. And so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 734 on this Monday morning, April 2nd, Fool's Day.
Oh, that's April, you just got me again.
Well, April Fool's Day yesterday, of course, you know, we're just enjoying this fabulous weather. Again, currently 49 degrees here. So happy to have you with us in the chat room on KCNR 1460. Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 70 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 48. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Before we get going
Ensemble
with our guests.
Vineyards. 474-5546. Music. And great food and great entertainment out there.
You know we love to hang out there.
There you go.
Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by...
Hey, R&B Sharpening. Bob and Judy have a place there that just... That just really, really is great. They guarantee their work. They can sharpen saws, knives, router bits, you name it. And especially things like your garden equipment. Get ready because it's going to be garden season soon. Bandsaw blades can be made to order. That's R&B Sharpening right there in Anderson at 6915 Eastside Road. Or give them a call at 530-365-1479. That's R&B Sharpening.
R&B Sharpening.
R&B Sharpening.
Our guest this morning, one of our favorite people here in the North State, Dick Fighton. Welcome to the program, Dick. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am doing just great.
You know, we're so happy. And, of course, you know, we love to hear about what's going on with Ducks Unlimited. And, you know, we just recently attended an event out of San Francisco in Blackhawk. Mm-hmm. And... Well, we'd like to have you share with our listeners what's happening with the Ducks Unlimited. I mean, Ducks Unlimited, there's a name, but there's so much more you do in conservation work.
Well, Ducks Unlimited got started in 1937 during the drought, and these gentlemen started this. So this is our 75th anniversary year, and you attended the California State Dinner for the 75th anniversary. And I understand you got Carl to put on a bow tie, a black tie, and
yes, it was wonderful. But yeah. We've attended. How we got to do that is from you indoctrinating us into, of course, Ducks Unlimited here. And I think again, what I love that your term is today, tomorrow, forever. Mm-hmm. And you know, we hear about the conservation of the fact that when you can hunt now or when you could, go out and do the duck. Well, go sure. Ahead, please.
Well, Ducks Unlimited in the last 75 years has rehabbed about over 12 million acres of wetlands. And, of course, not only do waterfowl get the benefit of that, but all of the other critters in the wild get the benefit of that. And we retain water. And that's very, very important. As we all know, water is becoming more and more valuable commodity. Right here in Redding, California, by the way, that Danville dinner, they netted $1.4 million for Ducks Unlimited off of that dinner at the Black Hawk Museum.
Well, we were very, very pleasantly surprised at people who have foundations and trusts. Their families, perhaps, and a lot of them were anonymous. They did not want to, yes. People to know. So that would kind of be like if we ever won the lottery, we're talking about the fact that we'd have a foundation and we would donate anonymously, so I think that'd
be fun.
Yeah, in some level.
Well, going on right here in Redding, California, April 13th, Friday night at Wind River, we're having our 75th anniversary dinner. And it's going to be an awesome dinner. We've got some commemorative shotguns, rifles, handguns that all are the 75th commemorative dinner guns. We've got, we're putting 45 guns in play besides those particular guns. And then we have the corporate table that for $1,000, 10 people at a table, $100 per person. You don't need a corporation. We have a lot of people that get 10 people together and put the $100 together instead of $65. And then we have a gun drawing just amongst those 10 people. And then they have a choice of a shotgun, a rifle, or a handgun, depending on whatever they want. And Patrick Jones will have a display of the guns that are available for that type of event. Right now, we currently have 10 corporate tables, and we know of about three or four more people talking. We'd like to get, if you're thinking of doing this and coming to our event, we'd like to get you signed up so it isn't the last day when we can't really give you the service and the help that you need to get registered.
Okay, it's going to be April 13th.
All right.
And you can call Ron White at 241-7325 or Ray Ramos at 549-5492 or Bob Richardson at 243-0595. I've got a question.
Sure.
It says here, if you are a corporate table sponsor, it's $1,000 for 10 dinners, $300 in general raffle tickets, and choice of a corporate gun or a gift certificate. Does that mean you get, for $1,000, you get 10 dinners, the $300 in general raffle tickets, and a gun?
There will be one gun available for each corporate table, but you have the choice of a shotgun rifle or a handgun.
So if you buy the $1,000 corporate table, you get a choice of picking a rifle, shotgun, or a pistol.
You mean a ticket to win it?
Well, the gals will give you 10 tickets for your table.
Okay.
And then you raffle off amongst those 10 people for that gun selection, whatever. And you go over to see Patrick Jones, and he'll get you the gun.
Okay. Wow. So somebody at the table
wins.
If they bid $500 for that.
No, you don't even bid. You bought the corporate table. You get 10 tickets, and you raffle off amongst the 10 people, and whoever gets drawn has the choice of one of those firearms.
Okay. Out of just your table?
Just that table, right.
Well, that's a good deal.
Yep.
That's a great deal, in fact. So you're guaranteed if you buy $1,000 and 10 dinners, and you can write it off, that you're going to go home with it because you bought all the tickets. So you just keep them, right?
We have corporations that pay the $1,000, take their customers, and they say, I want to keep the gun.
Yeah.
And then we have other people where 10 people get together, they each put in $100, and they raffle the gun amongst the 10 people.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand. Yeah. So that's a good deal.
Oh, it's,
that's a great deal for somebody that goes in. Oh, your odds are just like 100%. It'd be the only way I'd ever win.
Yeah, and one of your special auction items is the African Safari Hunt for two.
Yes, that's...
Let's talk about that when we get back.
All right.
Okay,
we've got to
take a break. We're running late.
We'll be right back. We're talking about Ducks Unlimited. If you have any questions about what's going on with Ducks Unlimited, what they're doing or anything, give us a call, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artists can bring your old tattoo to life or create the new tattoo you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artists' portfolios or bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoos are the same, and some are better than others. So think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We were trying something. We can hear it in here. We can hear the quacking. But we couldn't hear the rest of it. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. A little ding or a crack up to 24 inches, that's Jeff Wurst. We'll fix it with Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He guarantees his work. He's been in business a long time. Stop by at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You think I know this after saying it for so many times. Great guy, does guaranteed work.
Welcome back to KCNR, 7:46 in the morning. Is it ready?
Okay, now we can play.
Okay, wait. Dick.
Oh! There we go. Okay, that's just for you, Dick Fight.
Anyway, we're talking about today, tomorrow, forever, which is the motto of Ducks Unlimited. It's a special event that's happening at the Wind River Casino on April 13th. And, of course, you know, what people always want to know, okay, I'm going to go, and it's going to be great, and we're going to – but where do the proceeds go to?
Well, our dinner last year, we sent $50,148 to Memphis, Tennessee, the headquarters of Ducks Unlimited. They, in turn, do programs throughout the United States and Canada with the money that we send in. By the way, 63% of what we took in on our dinner went to Ducks Unlimited. 84 cents of every dollar when it gets to Memphis goes to Habitat. So it's one of the best programs there is in the country.
And it's not like people are taking money out of it here. I mean, it's not like people are getting paid, all volunteers, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, all of you all are volunteers.
Yeah, and our volunteers, we give away very few tickets. You want to wear a Ducks Unlimited committee shirt, you buy this shirt. You want to wear a 75th anniversary hat, you pay for the hat. Every volunteer buys everything, and we pay for our own dinners tickets also. We only comp 14 tickets. So, because everything goes to the Ducks. Well, anyway, that money in Memphis then comes back to California, and we've got some major projects between Bakersfield and Red Bluff that's going on.
And I promise you, if it hadn't been for Ducks Unlimited, you wouldn't be seeing the geese and the ducks that you see today. I mean, thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of them, if they hadn't started this. Because the hunters and organizations like Ducks Unlimited, hunters and fishermen, are the ones that pay to keep the habitat. They're the ones that pay to keep the to keep this going.
Absolutely.
So again, it's going to be April 13th. It's going to be at Wind River Casino. The special auction item is an African safari hunt for two.
Do you want to get your tickets? Because it does sell out. It's really you feel like you're part of something that is, you know, more than just an auction, more than just an event. You're part of a big picture here at conserving our wetlands for the future of America, which is really a big thing.
There you go. You receive dinner for your ticket. You receive a dinner, a framed print. I'm sorry. That's the bronze sponsor. I didn't see that. Okay, I'm sorry. Bronze sponsors get that. No dinner tickets sold at the door, though. So you've got to get them early.
Yep. We'd prefer taking care of it. We got to get you registered, get your membership all put in. for insurance purposes. Everybody in that room is a member of Ducks Unlimited. For insurance purposes, we prefer to have it that way.
And you have a ticket to give away.
We do. We would like to give away one ticket, one of our comp tickets. And so the way I'd like to work it, if whoever calls in first, let me get back to them, and I'll get your name and
okay.
Whatnot and get your ticket registered.
This is a $65 value.
Yes.
And if you want a ticket to go to Ducks Unlimited on April the 13th at Wind River and get a chance to win a lot of these other great things and just be a part of something, and you get in free. Be the first person to call 605-4567, 605-4567, and you can win a ticket to go to Ducks Unlimited Big Dinner. And they just have a great event there. You get a chance to see a lot of great paintings, and it's a venue for people that want to help our help. You know, it's you're paying it forward for the future, essentially.
Oh yeah.
So okay, looks like we got a phone
thanks
call.
Thanks very much,
Dick Fight. And what we'll do is get a phone number for you and give it to you, and then we'll go from there.
Thanks very much, folks.
Okay, is that a winner?
We are going to okay, hold on. Okay. Hold on. We're going to take a break here. Bob's going to get your name, and we're going to be right back. KCNR 1460.
Poker your passion? Stop by Wind River Casino and play in the $15,000 high-stakes Spring Classic Tournament on April 7th at 10 a.m. at the Wind River Casino Event Center. This is a one-day tournament, so book your seat now. Your $170 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips. A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips. $17,000 in chips available with rebuys and bonuses. All entrants will be hosted to lunch. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $15,000 Spring Classic High Stakes Poker Tournament on Saturday, April 7th at 10 a.m. It's better on the river.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:55 in the morning, April the 2nd. Hope you weren't fooled too much yesterday. 530-605-4567 is our phone numbers, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We are not video streaming today. We are having technical problems. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I was just down there on, in fact, Wednesday, buying my $5, investing $5 to win $500 million, as it turned out, it was $600 million, and got a chance to see Shelley and Joe and all the people down there. What a great place that is. It's a Espresso Joe's, great coffee. They're having super sales on all their coffee beans. Finest walk-in humidor you can ever find. And veterans get discounts down there. They take care of the people. They, you know, they've been a member of our community and been supporting and helping our community for over 35 years. That's Tobacco and Brew. They'll match or beat any tobacco price in town, anytime.
My 7 key just got screwed up on my computer, honey. It just popped off. I've been pretty good. I have a Mac.
I saw that.
Never.
I saw you
never
bouncing up down.
Problems.
Is it working at all now?
Yeah. But okay. It still looks like it might. Anyway.
May have to glue it in.
April 7th. We're talking about what's going on this weekend. Walk a mile in her shoes, rain or shine. The 1 mile walk begins 10 o'clock a.m. at north end of Market Street Promenade, and of course, this is for Shasta Women's Refuge, and it's really a simple to register. And there's a wonderful place to register, convenient locations throughout town. But you know, Carl did this last year; it's so fun. I mean, you've got to come out for the walk a mile. Pre-registration is at was at the Pizza and Pumps, but you too can go to the Shasta Women's Business Office, the Family the Shasta Family Justice Center, or the Mary's Pizza Shack downtown.
It's a great thing.
Oh, yeah.
Come in, sign up, and what you do is you get other people to pay money to watch you walk around in high heels. And you know the when you come down through here, and then they turn us all loose at one time. There we are down in the. Down here in the, what's this area called right down here, Bob?
The Promenade.
The Promenade. There we are, 300 of us in the Promenade, all take off at one time in our shoes, and people driving through for the first time as they're kind of cutting through town. Here we are, 300 guys dressed in different costumes, by the way.
Well, it's
fun. Really in costume.
It's a fun way to, it really, bottom line again, is like with our last guest. That's what's so beautiful about this community. And what are you guys dressed in high? Why are you doing it? Because it's a fun way. Each person gets sponsored and you walk a mile. The guys are walking a mile in high heels to raise awareness for the Shasta Women's Refuge. This is their fifth annual. Of course, their bottom line is the International Men's March to Stop Rape, Sexual Assault, and Gender Violence. And that's what these guys are doing on April 6th.
I know why Les Baugh does it. Les Baugh wears those high heels, the red ones, I think. He may have black ones, because he has great calves. I saw him at the pizza and the, you know, the making a pizza the other day, you know, for the, and he had them on. I thought, oh my gosh, where'd you get calves like that, Baugh? And he says, if you were working since the time you were 5 years old, you know, carrying things, and he says, I had a paper route and I went up and down the hills. He says, it does. That's what happens to you. And I thought, well, you know, I guess that is true. Okay, some new things. You know, we'd be remiss on our part to, you know, we were out and when we heard that the city of Shasta late councilwoman Dolores Lucero was arrested, and it was a lot of comments about this. You know, we've had Dolores Lucero and her opposition on equally on our show. And the fact is we don't know, you know, there's been allegations against Ms. Lucero that she has lied and done false official statements and all these. And I frankly, and I'm trying to do the, you know what, I want to take the same stance on this one as we have on practically everything else we try to do here, is let's just wait till the facts are out. If we know something's true, then we'll come up and say it. If we know we see things going on, yeah, we're going to come out and say it. But let's not pillory the woman. Let's not hang her out here in the city square until all this comes out. It's just like what's going on down in Florida. I can't believe it. It's getting worse. They just found out that the NBC Today show, which is a major program on NBC, one of the few they have, it just appears that they edited the 9/11 tapes. And when they edited them, they left out certain phrases, or they combined two sentences into one to make it look like Zimmerman was chasing the guy and calling him a name. Well, anyway, we're going to, you know, it's we're going to be going on more and more of this during the week. And we've got a lot of things happening this week. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's happening here in the North State. We're going to talk about some great things that are going on. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. If you are arrested for a minor offense, you could be subjected to a major strip searching in jail. The Supreme Court has just ruled, and Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
And the 5-4 ruling puts security ahead of privacy. The court saying jails can strip search inmates regardless of why they're locked up. A New Jersey man arrested during a traffic stop for an unpaid fine was strip searched at two county jails. Justice Anthony Kennedy in the majority opinion writes courts must defer to the judgment of corrections of officials if inmates are in general population. Justice Stephen Breyer, in a dissent, writes those arrested for minor offenses should not be subjected to serious personal privacy invasions. Dave.
Jared, they are our allies north and south of our borders. In this hour, the leaders of Mexico and Canada meet with President Obama at the White House, where Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz is live.
This North American summit here at the White House makes up for one that was postponed last year. Canada and Mexico buy more American products than any other country, so economic issues will dominate. Now, it's not on the schedule, but Keystone Oil Pipeline supporters are waiting to see if Canada's prime minister raises that issue.
We also like to raise the fact that this is good not only for Canada, but it's good for the United States.
That's Canadian Ambassador to the U.S. Gary Doer, who says while his country may look to other countries to buy that oil, they would still prefer to do their business with the U.S. Dave?
Mike, in the race to replace the president.
The establishment is trying to shove Mitt Romney down the throats of conservatives and Tea Party folks.
Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney both campaign in Wisconsin, where tomorrow's primary will be winner take all. The credit card processor says that the security breach involving Visas and MasterCards has been resolved.
The company believes that fewer than 1.5 million card numbers may have been stolen.
And global payments CEO Paul Garcia does not believe whoever got the data got any names, addresses, or social security numbers. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 9 points. Fox News Radio, barren balanced.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class, but it won't always be, if you know what I mean.
When you own a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, chances are they'll own it one day too. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
I can't wait to drive this.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
She won a Peace Prize for her push for freedom in Burma. Now Aung San Suu Kyi has won a seat in Parliament.
With thousands of cheering supporters gathered to celebrate her election win, Aung San Suu Kyi said she hoped it was the beginning of a new era for the country. It's expected she will lead a small group of opposition lawmakers in a parliament dominated by the military. It would be a major turnaround for the Nobel Peace Laureate, who has spent many years under house arrest.
We hope that this will be the beginning of a new era where there will be more emphasis on the role of the people.
But there are still questions about whether the military will allow her to participate. Back in 1990, Suu Kyi won a general election, but the generals refused to give up power. In Bangkok, David Piper, Fox News Radio.
A priest is in hiding in Northern Ireland for his rather graphic slideshow at a school.
A Catholic priest is addressing parents whose kids are to attend their first communion. He plugs a memory card into a projector, which starts to flick through photos of naked men engaged in adult activities. 16 such images flash up, and the father runs from the room, says one eyewitness. The Catholic Church in Northern Ireland says no crime was committed at the grammar school in Pomeroy Town, but an investigation is underway. The memory card is described as one that others might have used too, and the priest denies all knowledge. In London, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The final Colorado wildfire evacuees are going back home this morning. The fire just about totally contained now outside Denver. This guy's shocked he has a home to go back to.
Everything's intact. The fire actually jumped our 39 acres. That's stranger things, you know.
Three people were killed in homes destroyed by the fire. Two British sailors rescued by the Coast Guard should be in San Francisco this afternoon. Their yacht was hit by a monster wave during a round-the-world race. And it may be April, but March Madness ends tonight. Kentucky plays Kansas for college basketball's championship. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on Monday, April the 2nd, 8:06 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone line, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with our Get Into Our Chat Pack and this, Carl and Linda Bott. You know what? I always feel pumped up at the beginning of the month. I feel like this is a new start. I feel like we can do anything in this.
We can do anything.
That's right.
That's right. I'm so excited because we've got our friends from Enjoy here. We're going to talk about the best, most fabulous magazine in all of the North State and everything, like the issues. But before we do that, we love to catch up on our Monday with Elizabeth. Welcome, and what's happening tonight?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tonight at the Reading Tea Party at 2570 South Bonneview Road, that is at the Destiny Fellowship, we have one of a series of very important election debates. Tonight we are going to have 7 of the 8 candidates running for U.S. Congress. And I know that there are various debates held throughout the community over the course of an election period, but we have a little spin that we put on ours. We have the candidates actually ask questions of each other. And it gets very, very interesting. So,
yeah, I've seen the debates before. I've been there for several of your debates, and they are very good because, you know, first of all, the audience gets to hear what everybody says, and then of course afterwards you break in the room so they can go in and talk to individual candidates.
Absolutely, yeah. So it should be really good tonight. U.S. Congress, they're all important. This one, of course, is an interesting one because Wally Herger is retiring. So these are 7 of the 8 candidates vying for his seat.
Okay, so who's not coming?
Pete Stiglitz. Was not able to attend. I thought the weather's pretty good. I thought he might come out, but he's not going to be able to make it. So we've got Doug LaMalfa.
Well, wait a minute. Wait, Elizabeth, what's the weather got to do with it?
Well, there have been some other debates in outlying areas that he was unable to attend because of weather conditions. So.
Oh, okay.
Greg Cheadle, Sam Anistead, Jim Reed, Nathan Arrowsmith, Gary Allen Oxley, and Michael DeCisto.
Okay, well, we're having...
And we've got a nice mix of parties involved in all 7 of the candidates, so I encourage people to come out. It should be really good.
Well, you're going to be able to hear a lot of different sides here, because not just the Republicans, but also the Democrats are there, and I think the Greenies are there.
Absolutely.
Now, we've had several of them already on the program, but we're trying to run down the other ones if we can find them. Which we're going to try and do Oxley and a couple others. And but we've had Reed and Pete and Greg, and we've had the senator on, and we've had Jim Reed on, and we've had Sam Anistead on. So we're doing pretty good there. We want to catch up with the rest of them too.
You are. You're doing awesome. It's a great public service, actually.
Well, it's, you know what, everybody that runs for office deserves to be heard at least, and you know, we got an hour with them that we can ask those questions, so we're pretty happy with that. Okay, that's tonight. What starts? 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
I recommend that everybody, you know, this is a good time to hear them because
it is, and meet them in person.
That's right. That's the best thing too, is that we give them as much as we can with an hour here on the show, so you get to kind of know them that way. But then if you get to look them in the eye, that's the big thing. Okay,
and we've got a really nice, friendly group, and it ends up being a really good time, actually.
I think so too, and I think that last debate where you turned off all the lights and you gave them knives.
No, you must be thinking of someone else.
Oh, man, that was someplace else. Okay, hey, Elizabeth, take care. Great show you had yesterday, too.
Thank you. Have a great
week.
We
the people. All right.
Bye-bye.
Hey, let's go to Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor, for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Well, major averages remain mixed after this on this first trading day of April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down fractionally at 13,212. The S&P 500 is up 4 points at 1,412. The NASDAQ Composite is positive 10 points at 3,102. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Microsoft down 6 cents, trading at $32.19. Oracle's positive 26 cents at 29.42. Intel's up a penny at 28.12. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 3 pennies, trading at $17.53. North Valley Bank up 48 cents at $12.81. Bank of Commerce up 20 cents, trading at $4.50. For commodities, gold is up $10.30 at $16.82 per ounce. Silver's positive 54 cents at 33. Crude oil trading higher, also up 74 cents at $103 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you so much. And we're going to take a break here. We always appreciate the Market Minute from Wells Fargo. We're going to be back with James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball. Yvonne is all over the magazine, too. It's a great issue, our April issue of Horsin' Around. So check it out. We're going to get some in-depth stuff you guys don't want to miss when we come back here. Casey and our 1460.
Looking for adventure in whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving way.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Sat in their laps. Hi!
Welcome back. Yeah, we're just talking about good friends of ours that had a super party. Yeah, because it was a wedding and a wedding reception afterwards. And Rick Hill and Pam Hill, we just want to do a big shout out to them. And they're, of course, Rory and Allison Greek. They got married this weekend, and such two good young people.
Getting really excited about what's happening in the Enjoy store. But before we do that, this portion of the show is brought to you by
the Hilltop Medical Clinic. You go down there, and you see Dr. Mark Pearson, the doctors down there. They will take care of you. They're really happy to announce that they're taking patients with TRICARE military insurance. That's a big thing. There's few places in town that will really take it. They will. They're going to collect TRICARE's copay, the cost share, or the deductible, and then TRICARE will be billed for their services by Hilltop, not you. Two locations in Reading, 1093 Hilltop Drive, and the other at 2123 Eureka Way. Give them a call at 246-4629, Hilltop Medical Clinic.
Good morning, and welcome to KCNR 1460 this very first Monday of April. And that's our tradition. Our very first Monday of every month, we bring in Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta, and we find that every month the new edition of Enjoy Magazine is always so informative.
Well, how do you do this? How do you make each one just
a
little bit
better? Good morning, James.
James Mazzotta. Yeah, James Mazzotta, Rhonda Ball. How do you do it every month? It just gets a little bit better.
It is really hard. I'll answer your question, Carl, but it is really hard to sit over here and be quiet because we're in here for a while before we get going, and it is a lot of fun. And Ron and I over here cracking up, and my mic is turned up way high, and I love it because you guys.
You want me to turn you down?
No. Because I could hear myself breathing at first, and I looked at Ron and I was tapping her, and then I started going this with my mouth. And I'm like, "Can you hear it?" She's like, "Yeah." And so we're laughing over here. You guys are putting on a real show, serious stuff. And we're killing each other over here.
You're like the restless kids in school.
This is never serious stuff, let me tell you. Yes, there's sometimes we do serious stuff, but this isn't one of them, okay?
Well, flipping through our April issue, like, you know, I called it horsing around because that's what you have on the front. So just flipping through it quickly, it looks like you've really done an homage to some wonderful creative artists and musicians.
Lots of artists in this one, yes.
There's a lot of stories in this issue. Not that there's not always, but when I was flipping through trying to familiarize myself with everything before we come on the show, which I didn't do very well, but nonetheless, you know, most people would think that you would just have it absorbed. Rhonda mostly does because she's just so deep into it.
But I have to tell you
but
that
she's already on.
I'm on May.
May.
Yeah. You're on May.
Yeah.
Well, this month, it looks like we have, we started off, of course, with my good buddy, Valerie Ng.
Awesome.
That was one of the first that caught my eye.
And so she's the first story, yeah.
And she's just so intense. Shout out to her. She is a. Well, you tell me what's the story. Tell us about her.
She's just darn interesting, that's all. She's, you know, Carrie wrote the story. Carrie Regan wrote the story, and what she said was the story practically wrote itself because Val is such an interesting person, and there's just so many different layers to her, and it's a real fun story. She's done a lot of stuff.
It just kind of chronicles, you know, everything about her until where she is now, which she works for Jefferson Public Radio.
And is out there announcing every show at the Cascade Theater.
Yes.
She's a tireless community activist.
Mm-hmm.
And here's something I didn't know about Valerie before, and then she came to our wedding. I didn't know that. Hello, I was present there. But I didn't know that she went to Greece right after school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't wait to talk to her about
and
that.
And then lived in Alaska.
In Alaska. Yeah.
Where she did, she was a like a tour guide through a Norwegian village.
But she also got her radio background there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so,
that came after, though. They closed the village.
Right, because when I sat there with her when she's doing her classical music here at the station right next to the Cascade, Jefferson Public Radio, she is doing, and that was just a hissy in the key of C, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there talking to her with the dog. She has her dog barking, and she's going to pick a CD out. She's on the internet, you know, typing in exactly what it is because people across the world are listening and they want to know. And then she talks. That's a person who is so multifaceted and can just, what's the word I want to say? Multitask.
Uh-huh. Multitasking, yeah.
Yeah.
She's married to her high school sweetheart.
Not married yet.
Not married yet?
Not married.
Oh,
in
sorry.
Her heart, they're married.
Yeah.
They make a nice couple.
Yeah.
And what's nice is she gave us a little bit of the playlist in her head. So on the last page.
I love that.
You know, it's a very short, it's a brief version because her playlist is humongous.
So I totally get the joy to the world, and I totally get Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. You know, some of these are just, you know, wonderful. But she's got Sergio Mendez, and she's got all the way from Acid Heart to classical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
love it.
Great photos of Val in there,
she's
too.
So
that,
fun.
You captured her.
You know
you
what?
You captured Val.
The photographer that took these photos is Tommy Corey. I don't know if you are familiar with Tommy. He did the he does a self-worth project.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And this was his first photo shoot for our magazine.
Cool.
And, oh, my gosh, he just did such an amazing job. So we were really pleased.
Thank you to him. Yeah.
That's always, see, this is a great thing about what you guys do is you empower people. And, I mean, how wonderful Valerie has done, like I said, tireless hours for the community and all that. We always see this blonde come out and introduce, you know, when I say this blonde, because she's Valerie.
Yep, and she is bigger
Aang
than
Miller.
Life.
And, yes.
And, you know, the story is Living Life Out Loud, you know, Valerie,
there
or
you
broadcasting.
Yeah.
Valerie Aang Miller, Living Life Out Loud, which is what she does. She's awesome.
So what do we have next in the issue so we can share with our listeners some of the highlights? And that's what we
that's
love.
That's it. That's the only thing left.
Well, I've seen that there's actually guitar makers.
There's a guitar maker, yep, and he went to college, and he was one of the only people in his dorm, I guess, that didn't have a guitar, so he thought he would just make one. So.
Wow.
Yeah. And
imagine.
You know, his craft has just evolved, and he
I don't have a Ferrari.
So imagine making it. Yeah.
So he makes guitars, and he repairs, and, you know, so it's a really great story about Jim Cook.
If you look at the photos, too, they're... Oh. That was me.
He even makes his own tools, too. So
he does.
Yeah.
That's just amazing. Yeah. See, that's the beautiful thing about when you pick up Enjoy Magazine is, you know, we always talk about how much we love the North State. Well, a lot of these fine articles are about people who live here, chosen to be here in the North State, mm-hmm. do their craft in the North State. Who would ever think that you would have this
let me tell
guitarist
you what.
That would make their own guitar living right here?
One of the most amazing gifts that I've been given when in doing Enjoy Magazine, and I'm sure Rondo will attest to this, is just being able to be introduced to these people. I mean, I cannot tell you how many more people we've already, you know, like this, we're here, but we are working so far in advance. We have got introduced to so many cool people. It's amazing. And there are so many people here that you never even know exist and that make the most incredible things.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just so excited because it's like we get to talk to them.
Wow.
And learn about
what
they do.
But you're exactly right. And, you know, and that's one of the blessings of the show, mm-hmm. too, is that, and then you all come in and talk about somebody, and then,
you get to put them on the show.
Right. We poach like crazy.
We have to take a break. We'll be right back with the folks from Enjoy Magazine, KCNR 1460.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gremavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
We are hot right here on KCNR 1460, 824 in the morning.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Linda Bott, 824 in the morning on April the 2nd. You're lucky we could have been playing like games all morning instead, but we are. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, of course. Stop by and visit the Crown Motors crew, Steve Roberts and his guys at Crown Motors Reading. Local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Ram dealership serving Reading and surrounding areas for decades. Now, largest purchase you're going to make next to the car or next to the house. Do it in town. Taxes here. The people here are your neighbors. And they have great deals. That's Crown Motors. They not only have new cars, but a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in what they do, and they are our neighbors.
We are with Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta of Enjoy Magazine. We're going over the April issue. Really, it's every month is spectacular, but if you pick up an issue this month, it's April. The front of the magazine is a beautiful head of a horse, and it's called Horsin' Around. Inside, we're going through some of the issues and the articles, and right now we're talking about, artists. And I believe you've got a brand new artist in your store that you are...
Yeah, and this is an article that we just wrote about because he's an interesting gentleman, not specific to our store. Because, as you know, every month we have a feature article in the magazine called What's in Store that features somebody in our store. However, quite often when it is a product or it's an artist, we will also, you know, do our best to make sure their product is in the store to service people that are interested in seeing this person's or that individual's product. So,
and that's how we got a few things in the store that are there that are really good sellers, too.
Yeah.
The Pie Birds are one.
Yeah. Well,
the Pie Bird, you know, after you got off the air that one day, I came in and bought two sets, mm-hmm. and they were what I gave as hostess presents because I knew I don't know if it was Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, we were invited to dinners, and they were great momentum.
You might want to tell people what a Pie Bird is.
Well, you still have them in the store because it became such a popular item.
A pie bird is an actual handmade, looks like it's a bird, a potter,
ceramic
bird that you put inside the pie when you go to bake it. And what it does is the neck of the bird sticks out of the top of the pie and the mouth is open to the sky and it vents the pie's interior so that it doesn't bubble over on the crust. And it's a very old tradition, and that when you would go to somebody's house, you would bring a gift, and quite often it was a homemade pie, and you'd put the bird inside of it, and the bird would be left behind for the hostess, and they are collector's items. People have them in their china hutches and collect them from all over the world to remember where they went.
So cool.
Yeah, and it's really cool. And then we also carry spoon rests that match the pie
mm-hmm.
bird. So
mm-hmm. they're really cute.
Yeah. So
that's in the Enjoy store.
That is in the Enjoy store.
Okay, which we're going to get to because but this guy's the new artist that you're talking about. What's his name?
It's called the title of this story is called Silver Legacy, and it's on page 22, and it's the amazing works of silversmith jewelry artist Alan Leedy. And he is a
bad boy.
Yeah, he is. Well,
oh,
he certainly
so
looks
sweet.
Like a bad boy, but
so
let me
nice.
Tell you what, when you get to sit and talk with him, he is just an absolute sweetheart.
Yeah.
He's like
really
a
nice
big teddy bear. You know, it's that
very humble.
Judge a book by its cover in this kind of situation for sure. When you get to meet him, you think, this is not at all who I expected.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway, he is a fine young man who lives out on Jelly's Ferry at a 150-acre ranch that's been in his family, I guess, for a long time. They moved out there to help Grandpa.
Wow.
And, you know, one of the things that he did, his background was working in tattoo shops and piercing, and he became a professional body piercer. And that's kind of where his background lies. And he was very interested in the jewelry that he was using and thought, well, gosh, wouldn't it be nice to actually make his own jewelry? And so he kind of, you know, started that process and then was fortunate enough, I guess, to find a gentleman by the name of Mark Steinus, who he kind of apprenticed under.
Wow.
And now is a silversmith, which he doesn't consider himself. He still thinks that he's got a ways to go for that title because he's very humble. He's part of the Shasta Gem and Mineral Society, so he takes his craft very seriously. And his pieces are one of a kind, and he is very genuine about his prices. I mean, he charges by hour what it costs, you know, with so you know what it is. It's very interesting. And he's also very interested in doing commissioned work. So if you had stones or you were very interested in a specific piece, he's a person that you could go to and have this all done. He actually, I guess the word is, smelts his own silver. I mean, so it's very, very handmade.
Wow.
And we
do the whole thing.
And you'll see some of the pieces in the Enjoy issue, as we love to be able to go through the April issue.
And his stuff is just hitting the floors today in the store.
Oh, wow. Okay, can't wait. We'll talk more about the Enjoy store and the Enjoy magazine in just a moment. Of course, we want to do a weather update, 49 degrees, mostly sunny today with our temperatures around 70 degrees, mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 48. Going to have to take a break here.
We'll be right back. Carl and DeBach, Free Fire Radio. Enjoy Magazine is our guest, and we always have a great time with him the first Monday of each month.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. A summit between America and its neighbors underway at the White House. Energy, a key issue between President Obama and the leader of Canada.
Keystone Oil Pipeline, the Canadian part that the president turned down in January. He says he will consider it again after the November election. And Prime Minister Harper, though, says that he's not waiting around, and he might want to try and sell this oil to China.
Peter Barnes with the Fox Business Network. Oil also an issue for Mexico's leader, as well as the escalating drug violence along the U.S. border. Mitt Romney, the heavy favorite heading into the next three GOP nominating contests.
Wisconsin is the big trophy tomorrow. The Badger State's 42 delegates are winner-take-all. Maryland and D.C. also holding Republican primaries.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, rival Rick Santorum, pledging to keep his campaign going. Fox News, we report, you decide.
What are you going to do for dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? How about a Jack's Grill, literally world-famous steak, a pork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York, or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Not in the mood for steak? How about deep-fried jumbo prawns, tender ocean scallops, or crunchy golden brown southern fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice? Are you in the mood? Well, then tonight is your night to do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for over 70 years, serving the finest USDA choice meats, aged and prepared to perfection. Settle in for an evening with your friends, family, or that special someone. Order your favorite beverage and then sit back and prepare yourself for a superb dining experience. When you are in the mood, do Jack's Grill. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
The secret to having a great tattoo is combining the perfect design with the right artist. You can find both at Nathan's Anthems. Their artists can bring your old tattoo to life or create the new tattoo you've been thinking of. Nathan's piercing crew takes you to a whole new level. They use the finest quality equipment and best jewelry available. Every tattoo shop has a different standard of quality with regards to artistry, cleanliness, services, and safety. We invite you to come in and look at the tattoo artists' portfolios or bring in your tattoo ideas. This month, Nathan's is giving away a $300 tattoo to a local veteran. That's right, one lucky veteran. All you have to do is go in and sign up at 1358 Market Street on the corner of Market and Tehama. Nathan's Anthems wants to remind you that no two tattoos are the same, and some are better than others. So think before you ink. That's Nathan's Anthems, 1358 Market Street, for your one-of-a-kind experience. 241-8288. 241-8288. Check out some of their custom work at their studio or online at nathansanthems.com.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Sandy Passaro with Accelerated Mortgage. Sandy, you're a CARS customer. How long have you been coming to CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog?
You know, I've been bringing my vehicles to California Auto Repair and Smog for about 9 years.
Wow.
My cars have always run well. They have all of the preventative maintenance done on them, and I can rely on California Auto Repair and Smog to let me know when it's time to bring my vehicle in.
Thank you, Sandy. That's terrific.
And now that you have the concierge service, it's so convenient to be able to call and say, I need my car serviced, but I don't have a ride. It's an awesome service.
Well, thank you, Sandy. We know you're busy with your mortgage business.
Thank you so much.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I love Mondays, first Monday of each month. Carl Lindabod here, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, my friends. It's five lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. We enjoy waking up in the morning with our listeners and our friends out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue, DC Tim and the Man in Black. Man's Last Stronghold. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices. Discounts for seniors and veterans. I can't say enough about this place. Everybody that I know that gets a haircut goes there. Well, I guess there might be an exception, but who cares? The rest of us go there. At Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guests today from Enjoy Magazine are Rhonda Baugh and James Masada. And we're just having a great time going through this issue of Enjoy Magazine, horsing around.
And just in case anybody sees me downtown with my new haircut, I'll just let them know. It's a number 3 clipper on the side with a 5 on top. So, great barbershop. A 3 on the side.
3 on the side.
Blended to a 5.
Blended to a 5.
All 5 of my hairs.
You know, it's required for the magazine that, you
I like
know,
the way
I know
you
guys,
braid them together.
We're going to be talking about the guy who does the chalices, but, you know, can I just ask you quickly about the Born for Speed guy?
Sure.
Because I know you like to ride.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about this. This is a, oh, you're highlighting the business.
Oh, we're going to jump to the back. Okay, yeah.
Oh, we're jumping around.
So this
around,
is Born for Speed, and that's on page, oh gosh, what is that, 56?
Yes.
And it's Brooks Complete Automotive and Thunder Mountain Motors.
And let's just mention Gary Vandewalker wrote the story, and he's just a doll. I really like him.
You do like him,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, I really do.
And so we're talking about Born for Speed. And
yes.
That's the name. Is that just the title of the article?
Yes.
Or is that his shop?
That is...
that's the article.
That
yeah.
is the title of the article. Yeah. It's actually Brooks... what is it?
Brooks.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Look how it's old-fashioned.
And it's owned by Kevin Brooks. And it talks a little bit. It's a little family history. There is a little tragedy, unfortunately. A
couple of tragedies,
yeah.
Really.
But him and his brother were born for speed. It talks about racing down the hills of Mount Shasta. They did, and his brother's name was Warren. And they did BMX bikes and graduated to motorcycles and then snowmobiles and then jet boats and, or what do you call them, hydroplane boats and drag racing. So let's needless to say that they were speed freaks. And I guess it was,
Kevin opened a shop.
Yeah, Kevin opened a shop.
In 1992, business boomed and he was able to hire his brother Warren.
Mm-hmm.
And one day they were standing outside their shop and Warren was hit by a drunk driver and killed.
Oh my gosh. Well, just standing out front talking.
Yeah. So Kevin ended up just kind of, for therapy, just started rebuilding bikes. So
Motorcycles.
So, and that's what he did for therapy and that became pretty successful as well. So, so he has the shop, and people can go. It's an automotive shop, first of all, but then he also does these builds.
Custom Harleys.
Hot rods. You can see that. It's pretty amazing. You can find that, of course, in the Enjoy. I'm just flipping around going, oh, let's talk about that. Oh, let's talk about that. So
let's see what they want to talk about.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I just threw you right off your spiel there.
Here's a little medicine for your ADD.
Yeah.
No, we don't mind you bouncing around because
we love all the stories in the magazines. And you know what? Just really want to shout out to the writers who and the photographers who help us out because they do such a great job for us. It's just, and a lot of the stories, they come, I mean, they give us the ideas. So we really, really appreciate them. And also, in every issue, we have a recipe. And Lana Granforce does the recipes for us every month. And this,
Lana's a star.
She's awesome.
And she works in our store.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you want to come down and actually meet Lana, she's feel free to come down to enjoy the store. And
and a little history about Lana. She was my boss when I was hired at KMS. She was the person that hired me. So I've known her for 14 years. And
Lana worked for my father at KMS.
For 20-something years,
So we need to meet Lana.
So she's awesome. But
she's
a star. She does the recipes in the magazine, and this month's recipe, I can't wait to make it. 40 clove garlic chicken.
40 clove. My mouth's watering. Mm-hmm. I think that's what happens because I love garlic anyway.
Yep.
So.
And you actually do use 40 cloves of garlic to make this recipe. So,
that's like two. I wonder how many cloves come in a big, like one of those round, like the round
cluster, like the whole bulb.
Cluster, yeah. It says three bulbs.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Oh my gosh.
Kiss me.
Walk into the house.
For 3 days, kiss me. It'll be.
In fact, part of our relatives couldn't come because they're all vampires. They suck all night. Anyway, we got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest today, James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. We're having a great time. There's a couple of articles, too, that I really want to hit before we get back. I know, you know, we've talked a little bit about the store, but there's a couple
Absolutely.
Of the articles. One of the things I do want to mention is that your advertisements are so good.
Yeah.
I start to read them thinking it's a story, and then I realize, oh yeah, this is an advertisement. You know, which that means is
Sucker.
It worked. Yeah, we'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
And cruise down to Wind River Casino April 14th for their cool April Night Show and Shine. Festivities begin at 11 a.m. in front of the casino. Enter your hot rod early. Just register at the River Club by April 9th and receive $5 free slot play. An exclusive Cool April Nights t-shirt and a food ticket. Best in Show gets $50 free slot play. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $2. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jezrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
3350.
I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Botts. 8:45 in the morning, April the 2nd. This portion of the show is brought to you by Nathan's Anthems. We were talking about a silversmith that has started off as a body piercer and does beautiful work. Well, we're talking about Nathan's Anthems tattoos, where they do not only a beautiful skin work and ink of your body, they also do piercings down there. And during this month of April, last month they did it, and this month they are going to give away a free tattoo.
Wow.
To a veteran. Just have to do is come in there and register, and that's a $300 tattoo. They can for a new one or fix up an old one or just, you know, whatever you want there. They're open 7 days a week. Go down to the corner of Market and Tehama, 1358 Market Street, and sign up. Also mention this ad, and you get 20% off tattoos during the month. So, Rhonda.
I'm ready.
It may be time.
I'm ready.
I've always wanted a tattoo. I just don't know what and where.
Well, I tell you what.
Same
after
here.
Talking to these guys, you know how great your silversmith was when you were talking to him? It struck me as that type of conversation is the kind we had down there with Nathan's group down
Art,
there.
People who are...
Yeah, you know, yeah. The guys careful. Down there, they just seem like really nice, soft-spoken guys that love their work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very passionate about what they do.
Right.
Well, at the break, we were talking about the Bella Vista Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk about that?
Yes, we can. Bob and Chick Miller have Bella Vista Farms. It's actually not in Bella Vista anymore. But they ended up needing to get more room, so they moved, and they are... Oh, I'm going to have to find... Oh, they're on Lower Gas Point Road.
In Cottonwood,
okay. Yes. Okay. They have close to 600 animals, and these animals are animals that have been discarded or abused or, you know, they go there to live out the rest of their lives. They're not adoptable at all, but...
it's a sanctuary.
It's a sanctuary, and John Lewis did such a great job on this story, too. So.
And I was shopping at the grocery outlet?
Mm-hmm.
I went in there with my kids the other day. It was the first time because they think the commercial's funny with the puppets.
Uh-huh.
And who was there but John Lewis?
Oh.
And who was there but Chick Miller? And they had a petting zoo set up in the back.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was kind of like, yeah.
And they educate children and, you know, the importance of taking care of pets. And they have almost 600 animals, and they do orphan care for these animals. They do a lot of bottle feeding, and they just do some amazing things with animals.
Is it a petting zoo?
Do go out, and you can go to the...
That's what I was wondering. You can go to their facility and take your kids to say, let's go see the alpacas or whatever they are. Okay.
Yes.
Do you mind if we take a caller right now from a listener right here, a good friend? Gary, welcome to the program this morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning, everyone. To continue with your positive and upbeat... I want to thank you very much for the complimentary tickets to Hairspray. My daughter and I enjoyed it immensely, and so did the crowd. And I also want to give a shout-out to the usual suspects in the musical pit, four or five that I recognize. And the live music with that production just made it a complete, really, really big shoe.
Thank you, Gary. That's great. I wish that they had more dates, actually. I mean, I love the fact that they're Friday, Saturday, and then again this weekend coming up, which is a great kickoff to the Easter weekend, of course. See Hairspray live at the Cascade Theater. I think I may still have some tickets left, maybe for... I think they have a matinee as well.
We were talking about that before we started the show, because you went, Rhonda.
Oh, my gosh. It was phenomenal.
So you liked it then, huh, Gary?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Super.
Just fantastic.
That's great.
And we are so blessed in this community to have so much talent in different ways. And such a giving community. When the chips are down for some people, as you've mentioned many times, we really come to their aid quickly.
So I agree.
Thanks again, and appreciate all that you do, and I'll sign off. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Well, that's really appropriate with what we're talking about.
Like James and Rhonda have said, and we've said, and it's just this is a great community.
It is.
And so when you can do things and like this with the animals,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and people come up there and help, and you know, you mention it, and it seems like it's enough.
Well, I heard you talking too when we were in the green room about the walk a mile. You know, there's just so many
things going on. This weekend.
Yeah. Are you walking? Are you going to be doing that?
Actually, I'll be in Chico, unfortunately.
Okay. Covering.
But I would if I had. But my biggest challenge is finding actually shoes that fit.
Oh, no. They have 14s.
14 women's size?
I think that
14
they're...
14 men's size.
You might be surprised how large the sizes go.
You know what? You can't use that. You can't use that.
Yeah. Well, because they have special websites for drag queens.
Well, I wear a size 22 woman's shoe.
Okay.
Because I wear a size 15 men's shoe.
I know. Carl's mouth is...
Well, we're not going to go into those old rumors. Okay.
Big socks.
Oh, my gosh. And he's, you know, you would think Carl's on the floor. Well, you know, and he's not a pro basketball player. Oh, my gosh.
So if you can find a size pair of 22 pumps.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, let's
after
ask
all
Karen,
that, we're going to need to take a break.
Karen from Chameleon Costumes. Do you have a 22 and guys, girls, women's size?
We're going to take a quick break here. Our guests
sounds like guns.
Ron
Bring
Ball
out your 22,
and James
buddy.
Masada from Enjoy Magazine. We're going to come back and finish up this next segment about this great magazine that they put on. They and all of their little cohorts put on every month, and it's such a beautiful magazine, such a great representation of the North State. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio.
He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk about customer service. Well, Kathy Larson from the Bay Area found Crown Motors on the internet, and Kathy says, I couldn't find what I was looking for, so I got on the net and Crown popped up. So I called them, told them what I wanted and the price. In 20 minutes, they had the car, and it was delivered to my house that evening. I'm very pleased, and so are we, Kathy. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them. And check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Come to Dandelion and get fab, get fresh, get savvy, get noticed, get what you need at Dandelion. Michael Stars, Karen Kane, Not Your Daughter's Jeans, Home Fragrance, Bath and Body, and the only place in Reading that carries a full assortment of Brighton. For the men, let Dandelion be your personal shopper for that special woman. Dandelion even offers free gift wrapping. Dandelion, the only place in Reading to shop, 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on the Free Fire Meeting. Carl on the Bot, 8:54 in the morning, April the 2nd. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. And this portion of the show is brought to you by North Valley Bank, Business of the Year, as announced by the Reading Chamber of Commerce Chamboree event. And it's not just giving great service, it's the fact that the people that work at that bank are out in the community working and helping. This is one of the things we talked about. A great thing about the North State is people go out and volunteer to help their neighbors and help what's going on. And that's one of the reasons North Valley Bank was named the Business of the Year. Stay with your neighbors. Stay with local banks. That's all we can say. You know, you get into these big banks, and frankly, as nice as the people may be that work there, they are working for the big banks. Let's go use our neighborhood banks. Our guest, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta of Enjoy Magazine. And we're talking to them about what a great magazine they have. And what do we want to kind of finish up here with our last 6 or 7 minutes?
Oh,
that goes so by bad. So fast. I know. Oh, my goodness.
But luckily, you also have a Thursday night that you can talk to.
Well, there's all kinds of things in here. One thing I'll just do is a real quick recap. We're doing, we have an article on this, a celebration for California State University Chico, which is celebrating its 125th year.
Yeah.
In existence. Okay. And there's just some interesting things in here. One of the things that I love is it says Chico State, as it's commonly known, is California's second oldest California State University campus, which I didn't know, and I wouldn't have guessed, and is the holder of the largest service area, including 12 counties or more than 32,000 square miles. So, anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
Well, you know what? That's it's such a believe it or not, Ron Paul's going to be there tomorrow.
Really?
Down there at Chico State, I think, down in Chico. He'll be down there on the Commons, I believe, Ron Paul.
That'd be fun.
well, you know, when you go into Chico, too, and it's a different atmosphere than it is right here in Reading, even though Reading's larger and, county seat and all these other things. It's a different mindset when you drive through there. And I don't mean bad or worse. It's just different. Very lively there. Okay.
We have a... another artist in this issue, and his name is Randy Holbrook, and he is from Red Bluff and was raised in Trinity County, so he's from the North State.
Local boy.
He's a nice local boy, and he is the largest producer of handcrafted communion ware in the country, and he sends his work to churches around the world. So it's pottery, and it's beautiful.
So like communion chalices in the Catholic Church are used in the Catholic Churches. Ceremonies.
Mm-hmm. So
super cool.
It's a really neat story. Melissa Mendonca wrote, and so you can read about that in this issue.
Now, if you don't live right here in Reading, how do they get Enjoy Magazine?
Well, we distribute. I mean, obviously, one of the things we have a mailing list, and we mail 10,000 magazines free into the top 12 counties of California.
Wow!
So that was really one of the points of difference that we had set up the magazine for our advertisers, that it was reaching a demographic every single month.
Yeah.
And then the balance is actually distributed. So we actually have rack locations. You can go to our website and check out where you can pick them up.
You can come right here to
TCNR. So
we have about 10 or 12 out there. I'm not sure.
And that's what we do is we deliver them to offices, buildings, and places of business all over.
I know
over.
You mailed out a lot, too. And as you ship things to people from your great store, we always put in Enjoy Magazine.
Yep. And if you're not one of the lucky that get the magazine free, you can either pick it up or you can view it online. The magazine and its archives are always online in a magazine format that you can flip through and read. So that's available. Or you can actually purchase a subscription to have it mailed to you, which is, I think, what, $27?
Right around $27 for a year.
For an entire year. So it's very reasonable if you're somewhere and you just don't get it or don't want to go out and get it. So
Well, we're really happy that y'all were here today, Rhonda Ball and James Masada of Enjoy Magazine.
And don't forget, you get to come into our store. We have a new feature product this month. We are featuring, Antelope Creek Farms gourmet dressings and cooking sauces, and they're amazing.
So we're going to have to come down and try that one.
Yeah. So.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and as
our
usual,
pleasure.
And everything you do. And then again, you're going to be doing Linda's show here in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now tomorrow we're having Jim Sane in here. We're going to be talking, the veteran issues and on an event that's happening. But Dolores Lucero is also going to be calling in at 7:30. We got a phone call from Dolores, and again, just like to hear what she says. And since the arrest last week.
And, I saw that.
We were out of town and just kind of like got a phone call.
Yeah.
Said that this was going on. It's been, city of Shasta Lake, and it's like, 5,000 people there? Beautiful place, has great events, love it there. But just has a lot of drama. It has more drama than other places, maybe a little bit larger. I'm not sure why that is. But I think the people, every one of them would probably like to go, let's just sit down and take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen. Anyway, that's tomorrow. Later on this week, we're going to, of course, be having a couple more people that are running for office will be here. People running for supervisor. Trying to give everybody a good look at everything that's going on. And again, we really appreciate Enjoy Magazine y'all
Thank
being
you.
Here today. Just remember, the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Reading.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me.